from Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session from afar. My guest today has released a debut full-length record called Collapsed in Sunbeams and joins me from London. It's Arlo Parks. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. This is a wonderful new record. Congratulations on it.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't quite believe that it's finally out. It feels like it's been this little kind of Dropbox link in my phone for so long, and now it's out in the world.
I can't wait to dig into this record a little bit more with you and talk about some of the stories behind the songs. I want to talk to begin about you and your background for folks that are unfamiliar and have not spent time looking and reading and watching you online. You have this wonderful, diverse family composition, right? Your father's from Nigeria. Your mother was born in France. I read somewhere that I hope this is true, that your first language was actually French.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So because, you know, my mum was in the house when we were growing up and taking care of us, then I just ended up learning French first. And I was surrounded by, you know, musically and just creatively, like a melting pot of different influences, whether that was through like books and literature or music. So I'm glad to have been brought up in that kind of multicultural environment.
Yeah, over the years, I can think of quite a number of people that we have played on the station that sing in French, including former First Lady Carla Bruni, right?
Mm.
Had you ever given thought to singing or putting out your EP or your first record in French?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that I want to explore. I feel like I want to maybe delve into literature and just like honing my grasp of the language in that way, because my French is very conversational. You know, I just speak with my mum. I'm just like, you know, what are we having for dinner or something like that? And so I think maybe if I'm trying to operate in metaphors and poetry, then, but it's definitely something that I want to do.
I know you started primarily as a writer, as a kid, just writing short stories. Tell me about that transition from writing words to writing and creating sounds.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of fell into it, to be honest. I'd always been somebody who loved music and who was very easily moved by music. And when I was growing up, I kind of discovered artists like Frank Ocean and King Creole and Portishead, Massive Attack, and all these very kind of idiosyncratic artists. And then when I was 14 or 15, I got guitar lessons and I just started teaching myself to produce on GarageBand and just kind of went from there.
No kidding. And you also play piano now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. I grew up playing piano when I was from the ages of like 7 to 13. Then I was doing kind of classical lessons and stuff.
Yeah. So that list of artists that you just named off is about as diverse as any list could be. Are there categories or styles that don't speak to you? I mean, that seemed to encompass almost everything.
I feel like there isn't really. Like, I can listen to like an ambient song one time. I can listen to country, metal, like anything. I feel like there's something in everything, to me at least.
Wow. Hmm. So when did you transition? You talked about doing production at home on GarageBand. When did you transition from being a do-it-yourself bedroom producer to actually being on stage? And when you made that leap, did you go up on stage to speak or to sing? Like, was it spoken word that got you on stage to begin with, or was it music?
It was music. Yeah. I mean, when I did like a few shows when I was growing up, just at like local venues around near where I lived, when I was probably 16 or 17. But I played my first proper show. It must have been in early 2019. And it was to sing. I haven't really done that much spoken word. For some reason, it's more nerve-wracking to me. I'm not sure why.
It's because you don't have that prop in front of you.
I guess,
the guitar,
yeah,
right?
Probably. Huh. You're right.
Well, I hope that you have the prop handy today, because we would love to hear some music. My guest is Arlo Parks, joining me today on our live session from afar. The brilliant new record is called Collapsed in Sunbeams. What do you want to play first?
So first off, I'm going to play my song Hurt.
Fantastic.
Charlie drank it till his eyes burned, then forgot to eat his lunch. Pain was building to his body, heart so soft it hurt to beat. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely to to feel something for once. Yeah, wouldn't it be lovely to feel worth something, huh? Can't let go of anything at the moment. Just know it won't hurt so. Won't hurt so much forever. Won't hurt so much. Won't hurt so much forever. Won't hurt so much. Charlie melts into his mattress, watching Twin Peaks on his ones. Then his fingers find the bottle and he starts to miss his mum. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely to feel something for once? Yeah, wouldn't it be lovely to feel worth something, huh? Can't let go of anything at the moment. Just know it won't hurt so. Won't hurt so much forever. Won't hurt so much. Won't hurt so much forever. Won't hurt so much. Charlie started seeing stars, so stuck on the new J. Paul. Said my clothes are sticking to me and I can't quite see my walls. Started dreaming of a house with red carnations by the windows, where he didn't feel so small, so overwhelmed by all his flaws. I know you can't let go of anything at the moment. Just know it won't hurt so. Won't hurt so much forever. Won't hurt so much. Won't hurt so much forever. Won't hurt so much.
That is called Hurt. Arlo Parks joins me today. The new record is called Collapsed in Sunbeams, out on Transgressive Records. You can find information online at arloparksofficial.com, by the way. So anytime a young artist comes along with a unique voice and a really well-composed sound, a lot gets made out of it. And you have been thrust right into the middle of tons of publicity with really lofty claims, right? Talking about you being the voice of a generation, the voice of Generation Z, et cetera, et cetera. What does that pressure feel like to be put on such a lofty pedestal at a relatively young age?
I mean, I think that it's just, I guess it's just about how you approach those things, right? Because I see it as, you know, it's wonderful that people connect to my work in that way. But I definitely feel like, you know, my focus is on my vision and on growing as an artist. And I just never feel complacent. I feel like I'm at the beginning of my journey. And whilst it can be a little bit nerve-wracking because I'm not really used to people listening on this scale, like I remember being a kid getting like 2 plays, you know what I mean? And like so it's been a journey, but you know, I think it's wonderful that people are seeing so much in me, and especially because, you know, these songs are just me, like they're completely what I want to make and what I want to say. So
I think you're getting 2 plays a second at this point. What is London for you as an artist? As a place to create, a diverse, massive city with so many different elements going on, what does that do for you as an artist?
I think that being an artist in London just gave me this very, I don't know, this spirit of adventure when it came to creativity, because I was surrounded by people who are making all kinds of music. Like when I was, you know, a little bit younger, I would go and like see my friends in their punk bands. I would go see my friends doing their freestyles. I would be like just immersed in this world and in this rich culture of music and of artistry in general. So it's definitely very inspiring. And also the people you meet in London, you know, a lot of my music is based around these characters that I've met and people that have been important to me, and everyone important I've met in London. So
When your EP, debut EP, came out called Super Sad Generation, for better or for worse, you got lumped into being a representative for the super sad generation. Is that something that you even identified, or was that a label given by other folks?
I mean, it's interesting because, like, that, as you say, that phrase has been used very often. And, like, that was literally just me. Like, I had an evening, like, with one of my friends, and we did have this moment of, like, you know, confusion about the future, about what kind of people we were going to be and what we were going to do later on. And so I just kind of jotted that phrase down on the back of a napkin. And, like, and it just felt like in the moment it applied to my little group of friends, you know, in West London. But then I think that it was construed as me saying that, you know, this generation is somehow more specifically troubled, or just generally troubled. And that's not what I was trying to say at all. I feel like I'm only writing about what I've seen with my eyes. And I think there's a lot of joy and hope in my generation as well.
You once talked about social media as being a place to encourage education and change and to emphasize joy and self-care. Where does that mindset come from within you?
I think I've always just had, I've always kind of noticed that the power of connection and also the power of using one's platform for good. And I think that social media, as with all things, it's about balance, right? It's like it's a very powerful tool that can be used for positive or for negative things. And I guess I've just always had this innate knowledge that, like, my purpose is to help people in some way, as cliched as that sounds. So, you know, with whatever platform I've gained, I've attempted to use it in that positive way.
I want to talk more about that idea of connection, especially considering the environment we have all been in for the last month of, or the last year rather, of staring at screens and not having that one-on-one connection that many of us strive for. But I'd love to hear another tune first. My guest is Arlo Parks. The new record is called Collapsed in Sunbeams. All right, let's hear another tune.
I had a dream, we kissed, and it was all amethyst. The under part of your eyes was violet. You hung a cigarette between your purple lips. We've been best buds since 13. I hold your hair back when you're too lean. I hold the tackle bell and you cry over Eugene. He was mean. He was mean. But hey, I know I've been a little bit off and that's my mistake. I kind of fell half in love and you're to blame. I guess I just forgot that we've been made since day. Yeah, I don't know what to say. Hey, I know I've been a little bit off and that's my mistake. I kind of fell half in love and you're to blame. I guess I just forgot that we've been made since day. Yeah, I don't know what to say. Seeing you with him burns, I feel it deep in my throat. You put your hands in his shirt, you play him records I show. You read him Sylvia Plath, I thought that that was our thing. You know I like you like that, I hate that son of a. We've been best buds since 13. But that don't change the things I feel. Oh, when I see you smile with your teeth at Eugene, yeah, I can't deal. But hey, I know I've been a little bit off and that's my mistake. I kind of fell half in love and you're to blame. I guess I just forgot that we've been made since day. Yeah, I don't know what to say. Hey, I know I've been a little bit off, and that's my mistake. I kind of fell half in love, and you're to blame. I guess I just forgot that we've been mates since day. Yeah, I don't know what to say.
That's Arlo Parks playing for us today on JPR Live Sessions. So, Connection, your first headline tour was a little more than a year ago, February, March of last year. It just got underway and then immediately hit a brick wall, and we have all been isolating from one another since. How do you pursue connecting with friends, family, fellow musicians, potential collaborators in this current environment?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because whilst, as you say, you know, I haven't been able to travel, I haven't been able to be meeting people in person, but I think it's just made me even more kind of determined to still incorporate those connections. And that's been one of the beauties of social media. I've just been kind of going back to just having long phone calls and like writing letters and, you know, just finding other ways to feel connected. And because I'm definitely a very social creature and I love being around people, but it's also been interesting to learn to just sit with my own company and just be comfortable in solitude. So it's been a balance, I guess.
When you do that, when you sit in solitude, does the music continue to flow through you? Like, do you have a hard time doing other things?
I mean, the music definitely is always flowing through me, but what I've enjoyed is using that alone time as a way of recharging. So a way of watching films, listening to vinyl, listening to podcasts, and just using it as a time to kind of consume things. That's been very positive for me, for sure.
And is it true you managed to actually write a fair chunk of this record during this long extended pandemic shutdown?
Yeah. Most of it was written during lockdown, which was interesting. You know, it was, at first, there was this sense of fear because I'd always written kind of in the midst of things. I'd never really just sat and dedicated all this time being alone and just writing. But I think in a way it served the record because I wanted to create something personal and it allowed me to reach those spaces.
Tell me about why you were at an Airbnb for this.
Yeah, I love the Airbnb environment. I just love being in an apartment that you stay in for a few weeks or a month, and it just becomes this little world that you can just, you know, you can cook pasta, you can just like sit on the balcony, go for walks. It just feels homely, but at the same time, it feels like a fresh, kind of clean slate of a place. You know?
Now, was it like across town, or did you actually travel to this location?
Oh no, it was just like in East London. Like it wasn't particularly exciting location wise, but I loved it, yeah.
It just gave you kind of a clean, undistracted environment to work on your project?
Exactly. Mm.
So you mentioned before we went on the air that you have made a couple of quick trips to the States. Still no tour in the States. And now that we're looking at the calendar here, coming to spring, summer, and a ton of radio stations that are playing your music here in the States, do you have any concrete plans, or is everything just sort of up in the air until the winds change?
So I'm going to announce dates in... So the first two that we're announcing is just kind of like LA, New York, and then later on in the year I'm planning to do like a full proper US tour, which is super exciting. I mean, of course, when things are safe, because we're not sure when that will happen, but as soon as I can, it's definitely very much in my plans to get over the ocean to you guys.
It would be a heck of a lot better than doing things virtually over Zoom.
For sure. I agree.
Well, just in the last couple of months, it's been Graham Norton Show, it's been Jimmy Kimmel, it's been Jules. The wave is huge and it is much deserved. This is a wonderful record, and I'm so grateful you had time to chat with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
My guest is Arlo Parks. The record, the debut full-length record, is called Collapsed in Sunbeams, out on Transgressive. Arlo Parks Official is the website to learn more. I'd love to hear one more tune to wrap up.
lick the grief right off your lips. You do your eyes like Robert Smith. Sometimes it seems like you won't survive this. And honestly, it's terrifying. Let's go to the corner store and buy some fruit. I would do anything to get you out your room. Just take your medicine and eat some food. I would do anything to get you out your room. It's so cruel what your mind can do. Take a jump off the fire escape to make the black dog go away. Alice, I know that you are trying. What makes it terrifying? Let's go to the corner store and buy some fruit. I would do anything to get you out your room. Just take your medicine and eat some food. I would do anything to get you out your room. It's so cruel what your mind can do for no reason. It's so
Arlo Parks is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. The new record is called Collapsed in Sunbeams. ArloParksOfficial.com, the website. Arlo, thanks again. Nice to chat.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.